This is Wealth Made Simple with Matthew Klein from Copley Financial Group. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Wealth Made Simple is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Wealth Made Simple.
Welcome back to another episode of Wealth Made Simple. I'm your host, Matthew Klein with Copley Financial Group. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about Social Security, a very underserved topic with a lot of conflicting information. Constantly get questions about this. So we're going to go over everything you need to know to make an educated decision when that time comes for you. But first, my co-host, Tony Shore. Tony, how are you?
Hey. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on your show once again, Matt. And I'm excited about this one. There's a lot to go over, but yeah, I'm doing great. I'm just spending time with the fam, keeping really busy. My to-do list has gotten longer, not shorter. That's kind of a common problem I have, especially in the summer, because there's so much to get done, right?
Yeah, without a doubt, things start piling up. More sunlight, more time outside, usually a little bit less work, but definitely maintaining a lot of hours in the office. But had a great Memorial weekend. What about yourself? How was yours?
Yeah, I had a really good Memorial weekend. So went down. I did a lot of work, though. My son and I went down and helped my dad clean out my grandfather's machine shop and some buildings around the farm. A lot of grease, dirt, dust. Cleaning stuff up and getting parts laid out on wagons. They're going to have a big farm auction. So a lot of lifting and stuff, a lot of hard work, but it's good for what ails you, as my mom always tells me. And I think we had a good time. I had a great time with my son. We talked a lot on the way down. He's 24 and married, so I don't get to, hang out with him one-on-one a lot. So that was kind of the highlight of my Memorial Day. How about you? What did you do?
Yeah. Oh, I was actually got a lot of sun. I laid out by the pool and just relaxed as much as I could. You know, took it easy.
Yeah, I can tell you've been out in the sun. You know, when it comes to getting sun, people are always like, oh, yeah, I want to get a tan. But my problem, Matt, is that I have three stages: white, burn, and peel. So there is no tan, right? And so that's my problem. I'm half Irish, half English. So I've got that
explains
going for
it.
Me.
Yeah.
It explains a lot. I'm sure. Yeah. I can't help it. Don't hold it against me.
No, not at all. You can tell I definitely get a little red. Hopefully this turns into a nice bronze. We'll see what happens with it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, what are we talking about today? We're talking about Social Security maximization. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously there's a lot of options when it comes to Social Security. You can take it as early as 62. You can delay it all the way to age 70. And I get a lot of questions from clients and prospects, and they read a lot of conflicting stuff. They hear a lot of conflicting things. So I figured let's do some myth busting and talk about, what are the important things to consider before making that decision when to file?
Yeah, a lot of people, that's the big question. When should I file for Social Security? And for years I heard, you got to file as soon as you can at 62, file early, no matter what, because, you want to start getting the payments sooner because then you'll get more in the long run. But that's a big myth for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
But I read a statistic. Tell me if I'm wrong, Matt. I read a stat that the majority of people, well over 50%, end up filing early at 62, and then they lock in a greatly reduced benefit. And if they live, if they live more than 15 years in retirement or 20, they're going to end up losing money in the long run.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I think the last study I read was from AARP, and they estimated 74% of Americans were getting a reduced benefit by filing too early. So it's closer to three quarters, than it is half. Yeah,
that's amazing.
And on average, you can miss out on $100,000, and that doesn't even count tax savings. So, Social Security right now accounts for approximately 2/3 of the total household income in retirement.
Yeah.
And it really makes a lot of sense. So, just to give you a for instance, I don't think people realize how much money they'll actually get from Social Security over their lifetime. But if you have a married couple and they're both going to get, say, $1,500 each, $3,000 a month, $36,000 a year. And if you take, say, just a modest 20-year retirement, you're looking at $720,000. This is
oh my gosh, that's huge.
It's a sizable amount.
That's insane.
Now that doesn't even count that cost of living increase, right? The government says they're going to give you a bump in your check every year based on inflation.
And wasn't it like 5% or something last year, or 6?
It was 8.7%.
Yeah, wow.
Over January.
Wow.
The year before was 5.9. Yeah.
So what people don't realize is those cost of living adjustments for this year, people who had filed, waited to file until their full retirement age or later, their amount is much higher. And so that 7% is 8.7% of a larger number. So that makes that number bigger. And those who filed early are only going to get 8.7% of a much smaller number. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's exactly correct. So if you delay and you file at the right time, you're going to get a bigger adjustment when January rolls around for inflation. And then you start applying that kind of compound effect year after year, where you're getting the adjustment on the adjustment and it starts snowballing. Can make a huge, huge difference as you get late in retirement. So
sure,
a lot of big benefits there. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I know they're saying inflation is starting to come down and you know, that might be true. I think it's temporary. I think we're going to see another big spike. But even at say 2 or 3%, that's 720,000 in our initial case study that we just talked about. That 720 is going to turn into well over $1 million. And we found that it can cost you $100,000, $150,000 in some rare cases in lifetime benefits if you file the wrong way.
Yeah. And you're looking at, see, a lot of people aren't doing the math. There's a lot of calculations that go into it. But if you look at your benefits over your lifetime, over your entire retirement, you may not want to lock in those lower rates. But that isn't true in all cases. Everybody's situation is different, I assume. I assume there are some people out there, Matt, that you've looked at their situation and told them, yes, you should file as early as possible. Is that true?
That's absolutely correct. So the one thing that they need to understand is anybody who tells you everybody should file at 62 or everybody should delay till 70, they don't know what they're talking about. They're ignorant to the rules because you have to have a one-on-one conversation. You have to sit down and get some information from someone and then either run a report on a computer or do some complicated math by hand to figure out exactly when it makes sense. It's got to be customized to the individual. And, you know, that's the key factor to think about. There's no one size fits all with this. And for that reason, we always offer a free Social Security report to anybody who wants it. If you have any questions about anything you hear on the show, you can always call us up and ask or request one of those reports. We can email it to you. It's 888-WEALTH-9, or you can visit us at copleyfinancial.com.
Okay. I think you're buried the lead on the show right there. the Social Security Maximization Report, is that what it's called?
That's exactly what it's called.
So this does, from what I've heard, I read about this, your proprietary software that you utilize, runs over 20,000 calculations and you put an individual, like if my wife and I came in, you'd put our information in there, run the report for me. And it would say, here's your sweet spot. Here's spousal benefits. Mm-hmm. Here's when you should file. That's your sweet spot. Here's how much more you'll make if you do. And this isn't just some one page handout that's the same for everybody, some cookie cutter thing. This is actually, it has your full retirement age, you know, what you get your full retirement amount, insurance amount from the Social Security website, ssa.gov. And you plug it in, you plug it in some other things, longevity estimates, and then it can tell you what you're looking at so you can make an educated decision. And Matt, I think the beauty of this, what I said, you buried the lead. You're willing to run this report for our listeners at no charge. If they come in and get a financial plan from you, set up that initial consultation, there's no cost or obligation, and you'll run that report as part of a plan for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the chapters in the financial plan, and you know, they can do the whole thing and we can go through the whole process with them, completely complimentary. Or if they just want the Social Security report, you know, we're happy to take some info over the phone, email it out to them. make sure that they have that information. And it's exactly like you said, Tony, it's going to tell you exactly when you and your spouse should file, or if you're single, it'll be just you. But one thing to note is that, you know, it's not going to always be the same time, right? So let's say you got, you know, two people and one of them is maybe getting 1800 and the spouse is getting 1000. If they both file at the same time, say 62, they'll miss out on about 50,000 in benefits. If they both wait till 66, they miss out on about 30,000 in lifetime benefits. And if they both delay all the way till 70, they'll miss out on about 40,000 in benefits. And the question, obviously, you ask yourself is, how could all three answers be wrong? And that's because they're going to file at different times. They have different work histories. They have different life expectancies. They have different benefit amounts. And when we put all that information into the report, it's going to tell us exactly when each person should file down to the month and how to get exactly the most from Social Security as a household.
Yeah, that's a great point. So and with Social Security maximization, it's not, if you're married, it's not just about you, is it?
No,
it's about your spouse as well.
Yeah, it's really important. One of the most overlooked things I find is people never talk about the survivor benefit. And this kind of got dubbed the widow benefit. Women tend to live a little longer than men on average, and the name kind of stuck. But the survivor benefit says that, well, if you have two people and they each getting $1,000 from Social Security and one of them passes away, well, that check's going to pass away with them and the survivor's going to get $1,000. But if you get one of these reports and you do it the right way, well, one of you will probably file early for 700. The other will delay and get, say, 1300. And when one person passes away, the survivor gets that bigger check. And do you see what I just did there? So the survivor gets 1300 instead of 1000. I just increased the survivor's benefit by 30%. And they're still getting the same 2000 in retirement. It didn't cost them anything. You know, so by doing this the right way and staggering when they file, you can really put a lot of extra money in your retirement.
There you go. And from what you've said, it can make a huge difference. I mean, sure. For people who maximize it, you could be missing out on well over $100,000 over lifetime benefits. We're talking real money here. I mean, $150,000, that's real money even to you, Matt.
I
mean,
well, I think that's real money to just about anybody, right? You know?
Yeah. So, but Matt, this is so important. And a lot of people, I just don't know why so many people make a mistake when it comes to filing for Social Security. And like you said earlier, I guess it's lack of education. Sure. What I was misunderstood before I started working with you and had that Social Security maximization report. I just assumed that I'd file as soon as I retired, whenever that was, whenever I wanted to, and it didn't make any difference. But I think it's also, my neighbor said this, you know, we get together with the neighbors and the guys are standing around talking and he's, oh, Bob, you retired. And yeah, when did you file for Social Security? Oh, as soon as I could, age 62. And then I was like, you know, you got to wait till your full retirement age. And somebody's like, I'm going to wait until I'm 70. And it's like, isn't he terminally ill? So, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, I don't mean to make light of it, but so many people, rely on their brother-in-law or a coworker or a neighbor for advice on Social Security. And everybody's situation is different. So they might say, well, this worked out great for me, but it might be the worst mistake that could cost you a lot of money for you, which is where a financial advisor comes in, a financial services professional who has the software that runs the calculations, takes into account you and your situation, and then goes over it from there, because you're locking in. Once you file, are you locked into that amount?
You are. So once you file, that's you know, where your starting point is. Technically, they'll give you one mulligan, right? You can have that if you revoke it within the first year and give back all that money. They'll let you say, you know.
Yeah, but how many people do that? You have to give back everything you've received. I mean, that's, for the most part, you've locked it in permanently. There is there is one mulligan. If you file for Social Security, what you're saying, you would have to, and you want to go back on that, you have to do it within 12 months of filing, and you have to give back everything paid out.
Sure. Yeah. Within 12 months of filing, not within 12 checks, because it takes three right. months to get the first check. And a lot of people make that mistake. So you're basically locked in for life. And if you make a bad mistake by, you know, usually taking it too early, it can cost you, like we said, you know, over $100,000 in lifetime benefits. So
yikes.
Makes a lot of sense to get the report and have that starting point. And again, you know, the report's going to do is give us the numbers, tell us what mathematically makes sense. Life's always going to throw us some curveballs. You know, health issues for one could be a reason. I think you mentioned that you might want to take it early. So I'd say about 9 out of 10 people, I'm going to recommend that they go with what the report says. But based on conversations that we have with our clients, you know, every once in a while we'll say, you know what, maybe we should do something a little bit different.
Sure, sure. And that makes perfect sense. Now, you were telling me earlier, we've talked about this before, but just you and I, but I know that you've had clients that, hey, they've got a lot of money, but they aren't in good health. So they're like, I'm going to keep working. I'm not retiring, but I want to take Social Security at 62. But that's not necessarily a great idea either, is it?
No.
If you're still planning on working?
That's actually the biggest mistake you can make. If you file for Social Security before your full retirement age and you're still working and making an excess of, it's something very low, around $20,000.
So let's say you're going to work until age 67, but you take Social Security at 62.
Correct. That's correct. So if your full retirement age is 67 and you take it at 62, they're going to tax you one out of every $2 above that. It's just shy, just a smidge over $20,000. And that's a 50% tax. They can take up to the whole Social Security check and wipe out all your earnings from them for the year. And then you're going to miss out on the money that you would have gotten by delaying. By far the biggest mistake you can make when you go down to the Social Security office, they won't even always tell you about this tax when you do it. And a lot of people really impact their retirement negatively.
So
like
for
that.
Every so many dollars you earn, they take back your Social Security, X amount of your Social Security.
Yeah. One out of two. Yeah.
Which one is out of every huge. $2 earned. Huge. So really they don't. And the reason is they don't want you taking your Social. It's not for people who are still working. It's for your retirement. And that's why.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you file after your full retirement age and you're still working, no tax whatsoever. Right.
Okay. Good. But no penalty there.
Yeah.
They don't hold any back for later. They let you have that. So there's a double whammy. If you take it at age 62 and keep working, you're locking in a lower amount, and then they're not going to give you even that full amount if you make over. And it's a small. What's the dollar amount? It's not much, is it?
It's about 21,000. I forget the updated number.
Hopefully, people, if they have a full time job, are going to be making more than $21,000 a year.
Of course. Yeah. I've met people before where they were still making really good money and they had the whole check wiped out by the tax. They took the whole thing back, which is just devastating. And you missed out on the benefit of growing it while delaying. It's the biggest mistake you can make. So you got to be really careful with that.
I thought there were tax implications. And then that leads to another question that isn't necessarily related directly to filing, but a question that a lot of people have had about Social Security: can Social Security be taxed? A lot of people assume it's not going to be taxable income.
No, it certainly is taxable income. When they started this social program, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said it would never, ever be taxed. Unfortunately, he's not around anymore, and they want their peace now. So the federal government, though, does give you a nice tax break. Even at the highest bracket, you're going to get 15% of it tax-free. So you only pay tax on 85% of it. And if you can squeeze into the middle bracket, it's a 50% is tax-free. And if you have a low enough income, you can actually get federally tax-free for Social Security.
Although that's a really low number, probably not a livable
number. It's $32,000 as a married filing jointly. Yeah, that's rough.
That's tough.
But even
that's hard.
Bracket, but, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so at least some of it's tax free for now. I know they've talked about making 100% of your Social Security as taxable income. But a lot of people assume because they paid in for Social Security and it was a tax initially that it's not taxed. But that's not true. Social Security can be taxed. And from what you said, up to 85% of your Social Security is eligible for taxation.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on the state side, it's state dependent. I'm in New York. They don't tax Social Security. A lot of the big retirement places.
I'm from Minnesota. They do tax Social Security. In fact, we're one of the highest, and we're one of the 11 states that taxes Social Security. Yeah. And they tax as much as possible. Our current governor campaigned on removing that tax, but did not.
So he's
getting a little heat right now. So, yeah,
that might be a big reelection sticking point, right?
It might be. They've accomplished a lot this session, both the Republicans and the Democrats. But that Social Security tax is a lot of people are up in arms about that. And I just don't think any state should tax Social Security. Okay. Why attack? Why you shouldn't rest the state's needs on the backs of seniors? The seniors and veterans should be. Yeah. They should leave them alone. Those are the two classes of people that I think should be exempt from a lot of tax, if not all. And that's just my belief. I know we need to have taxes. We need to pay our fair share, but they've worked all their lives and paid in to taxes. Mm-hmm. Why make it harder for seniors and veterans? I can't even fathom it. So,
yeah, I have to agree with you there. It doesn't make much sense. I'm sure they could find a better way to generate that income.
Yeah.
For the state.
And I'm just going to throw out something really crazy right now, Matt. I mean, this is insane, but they could cut spending.
Yeah, right. That almost never enters the conversation, though, does it?
Yeah. You can tell I'm not a politician because I said the words cut spending.
Yeah.
And I wasn't just talking about an opponent. Our opponents should cut spending. I hear that a lot. Our government as a whole should cut spending.
But sure.
I think there's a lot of waste still, but that's just we're getting off topic. We get into politics.
Sure.
We could go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Going that way.
All right. Well, no, good show today. Is there anything else you want to add or talk about before we go for our listeners?
I think that gives them a good baseline. Obviously, I could talk several hours on Social Security and inform people on different things I'm sure they're not aware of. But the big thing is to understand that it's really the cornerstone of retirement. You want to start by getting that piece right and then build your plan around it. And I think you have to know your numbers to do that. So that's going to start with getting a Social Security report. However you might do that. Obviously, we offer a complimentary one. And we're happy to offer it. It's 888-WEALTH-9, or they can visit CopleyFinancial.com if they're interested.
Okay, CopleyFinancial.com if you want to get a complimentary Social Security maximization report run, get a financial plan in place, pick up the phone, give them a call, and spell the website for them, Copley.
Sure, C-O-P-L-E-Y Financial.com.
All right, and the phone number one more time.
888-WEALTH-9.
I just like the way you say it. I'm just going to keep making you repeat it. That's my job as a co-host. Well, a great show today. I really, really enjoyed it. And Matt, just an amazing topic. I hope our listeners were taking notes. But that does it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good one. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for Wealth Made Simple. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Matthew Klein at Copley Financial Group at 888-932-5849 or visit wealthmadesimple.org now. Join us again soon for another episode of Wealth Made Simple. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.